This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Point Mufti Sahib, our first question for this last segment of this afternoon's program, is it permissible for one to keep voluntary fast for their deceased mother?
100%, as I mentioned already, that any action that is voluntary, whether it is your salat, your namaz, your prayer, whether it is your siyam, that is your fasting, your roza, so all that would be permissible, there's no problem with that, your voluntary charity. So all that, Allah Jalla wa Ala will forgive them. Allah will elevate their rank and status. And I want each one of you start learning this morning Fajr time in my daily advices in the Jami Masjid with Allah's help. I told them today is Sunday. So use your leisure time in the pleasure of Allah. Learn this one ayat, one verse. You will benefit, and the people, your family will benefit, and the ummah will benefit. Imagine, look, it's a win-win situation. So let each one of us learn this. Surah 59. Surah Hashr, chapter 59. And it's Surah Hashr, verse number 10. In the 28th Supara, 28 Jews, right by the first quarter where it ends. Now let's look at the dua. Rabbana ighfir lana, oh Allah, forgive us. So we benefiting. Wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, our brothers, our sisters. Yesterday we received the news. Our Haji Sayyid Fakhruddin, he's bi rahimahullah, his beloved son Hafiz Abdul Qadir, he always used to come and meet me, you know, always with a smile. So yesterday, last night was his janaza, 11 o'clock at the Grey Street Jummah Masjid. So imagine, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus and his family Sabre Jamil. So imagine people just going away. Some we know, majority we don't know. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with iman. For people of iman who died on iman, Islam, we make dua. We supplicate, we petition Almighty Allah. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. And what about those who are alive? Wala tajal fi qulubina ghilla lilladhina amanu. Ya Allah, do not place the malice, the rancor, the hatred in our hearts. Hamare dilome, ya Allah, wa kudurat noho. That's the beautiful Urdu translation, if you know good Urdu. So you must remember that malice, rancor, hatred, ghil, take it out of our hearts, ya Allah. Lilladhina amanu rabbana innaka raufur rahim. Oh beloved Allah, you are very, very compassionate and merciful. So imagine a simple dua, one ayat, one verse, chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 10, in the 28 Supara, 28 Jews by the first quarter. So you read for your sister, for your brother, for the entire ummah, we all are brothers and sisters in Islam. And for the non-Muslim, we are brothers and sisters in humanity. We make dua, Allahumma ihdin nas jami'an. Ya Allah, those who have sincerity, they really want to know about Islam, you bless them with Islam, ya Allah. Let them also enjoy halawatul iman, halawatul Islam. We know the taste of mangoes and leeches and watermelon, 100 million things. Let we learn the taste and the sweetness of iman. So that is what our dua supplication should be.
Mufti Sahib, the sister wants to get married, but her parents have passed on and the rest of her family are Christians. Can anyone who is not her family be her wakil?
Yes, she means wali. Actually, wakil is when you, my daughter, sister, you're getting married, you appoint somebody to be your representative in the masjid, in the mosque. What you're speaking about is wali, because Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, authentic hadith, in Tirmidhi Abu Dawood, la nikaha illa bi waliyin. No nikah is valid until, unless the consent comes from the guardian, so the father, the paternal grandfather, the brother who is sane, mature and so forth, responsible. And remember the chacha, the kaka, the paternal uncle. So if this lady reverted, embraced Islam, she doesn't have anybody who's Muslim, so you speak to the imam and tell the imam, this is the person I'm getting married to, and the imam, he will become the wali. Al imamu waliyum Allah waliya lahu, and then your nikah will be valid. But make sure, my sister, because you embrace Islam, so maybe you don't know all the politics that are going on nowadays. So make sure that the person you are marrying, he belongs to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is a proper Sunni Muslim, not zigzag people. So you must be very careful and circumspect about that.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible, is it good for parents to teach their children to call them Ami and Ummi?
100%, you must remember, we grew up, we would say daddy and mommy, finish. So you must remember that. So if you want to learn the Arabic terms, and look at the respect. So you must remember, if you study Surah 37, verse 100, 101, 102, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam making a powerful dua in his old age. Surah chapter 37, verse 100, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Ya Allah, grant me pious offspring and children. Allah blesses him with Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And how happy in his old age. Now the son is running around. He's embracing, kissing him. Ru'yal anbiya'i wahyun. The dreams of anbiya, prophets and messengers, is wahy and revelation. So in the next few verses, Allah speaks of that. Falamma balagha ma'usa yaqala ya bunayya. Ya bunayya. See, Quran. This you call balagha. Rhetoric, beauty, style, diction of the Quran. Eh, mere pyare bete. Oh, my beloved son. See, respect. So, ya bunayya, that inni ara anni azbahuka. I'm seeing in a dream, I'm slaughtering you. So, this is wahi. Look at the son's respect at the tender young age. Ya abatif alma tu umar. Oh, my beloved, respected father, you do as what you are commanded to do. So teach your children respect. And what is that? You teach them, say, Ya abi, my father. Ya abati, oh, my respected father. You call your son, Ya bunayya, oh, my beloved son. So how will that household be when you teach them so much respect and adab and so forth? So remember, this is what another aspect we are lacking and so forth. Today they call the uncle also by his name. We say, hey, Ibi, oh, hey. No respect shown. So you must remember that. So that is very, very bad. Once that respect goes away, مَلَّمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. When you don't show mercy, compassion to the young ones, you don't show respect to the senior and elderly ones, so remember that you're not part of us, you're not a true Muslim. When we were growing up, my neighbors were Africans, my neighbors were not Muslims, we were very few. I grew up in an African township, but my father, mother would always say, when you see that person, you don't call him, although he's non-Muslim, call him uncle, auntie. Till today I see them, some of them are living, we still call them uncle and auntie. So you must learn this respect, remember. So very good. Teach your children Abi, Abati, Ummi and so forth. So excellent. Inshallah, one day they will become linguas par excellence. They will learn the Arabic language. Beautiful, you know. So we must learn. That is our lingua franca. All these other languages are sparsa, you know, is secondary. Arabic is the main language, provided that we got Iman and Islam.
Mufti Sahib, when two adult males are reading Salah in Jamaat, how should they be standing?
Remember that one will be the Imam, me and Hafiz Hussain Wadi is the reading, I'll put Hafiz up in front. So you must remember, and I'll be at the back because I don't really like to make Imamate, but sometimes they put me in front so that I make. So say I'm in front and you are the back, so I will be slightly in front. Simple. Where my heels are, so your toes will be there. So you will be on my right hand side and slightly at the back. So that is how it is, simple. So we both not 100% in the same line. The Imam will be 1 inch, 2 inches, 3 inches. So that amount is fine. So 1, 2, 3 inches. So in front and you will be at the back. So that's fine. And if there are two muqtadis, two muswallis, so then both will stand behind. One will stand directly behind the Imam and one on the right hand side, but they'll stand together. So that is how you must remember that you will perform your salat.
Mufti Sahib, this person says, I am renting. Do I still have to make out a will? I don't have much possessions.
Quran Kareem teaches us, Mimma qalla minhu aw kathur. Whether you have millions and billions or you have little, but still you must remember that to have a will is compulsory and so forth. You say you're renting, my brother. I'm renting for 41. This is 42 years. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy renting, you understood? So why you must have a house broken and then this and this? MashaAllah, you pay rental, no interest, no nothing. So Allah Ta'ala reward our Bhutti Gandhi and all his family and all of them, our Masi, Maso, all of them, our uncle, his father, all of them, and a brother, all of them passed away. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So you must remember, I tell you a story. I was in Newcastle, 20 years. Wonderful years. Now 20 years here also wonderful. My landlord was Roy, Hindu gentleman, So when I resigned from Darul Uloom, so I told him I'm leaving. I left on the 15th of January. I wanted to see what he says, So I told him in December that I'm leaving and so forth. So he told me, okay, you're such a good guy, that I see how you look after the house and the garden. And he only came about four times to see the house. But I said, I see you. You don't worry about the Hindu guy, non-Muslim. He says that you don't pay the rental, it's fine and this and all that. So I was very happy, So before I left, I went there to him. I wrote a nice letter to thank him. So imagine you have even non-Muslim and it's a good place. They're doing you a favor, they give you rental. But today, you come and see the rental houses, they're breaking the windows and they're damaging the locks and what they're doing. We can't behave like this. We Muslims, and even non-Muslim can't behave like that. But you see, today people say it's better I leave my house empty than I rent it out. So brother, renting is nothing wrong. I told you my story. I'm renting 42 years, alhamdulillah, and we're very happy about that. So you must remember that in a case like that, to draw up the will is compulsory upon you, whether we rich, whether we poor. So we must have our saf mamla. Ya Allah, you told us we must do Islamic, so you must not allow yabitu laylatain illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. There in Pakistan, I was married. The landlord's name was Shamim. The Pakistanese characters also, So I was the first tenant. The day I moved in, they were putting the plugs and all these things in this, all this, So, tell me, acha, kiraya 600 rupiah hai. So I told him, 600 rupiah, wo batti ke saath is with the water lights. He say, are bhai, aap bijli kaha baate karte hai? He say, dekho, wo tar hai, waha par maine waha se jo hai khench liya, to aapka mamla theek hai. I told him, Shamim bhai, main to molvi hu. Aap idhar gharbari karte hai, and all these things here. He say, aapko kya fikar hai? I say, dekho, मैं आपको कहता हूँ ये 600 रुपया मैं आपको देता हूँ ये किराया भी है और बत्ती भी है. उसने कहा ठीक है. Whole year he never paid water, he never paid for electricity. From there, you know how we got those illegal connections. He say, main khud chalata hu. How we got ESCOM here, we know how sakarat they are, but we have to pay 15% extra. So he just pulled something and he did it before I came in. He say, you don't worry nothing, may about bara say too and all this kind of thing. So see all this kind of things there. So I told him, by me, I'm not interested in this thing of yours. So we must keep our mamla saf with all these things there. Even he, when we left, that last month, he didn't charge me. I told him, main ja raha hu haj ke liye, isliye hamare liye dua karna. So, this type of things. So, anyway, the point, I still remember all this story, Shamim bhai, character of a guy, So, this type of things here. So, the point I'm making is this, that whether we rich, whether we poor, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, me, I'm rich, alhamdulillah. You understand? Rich with Iman and Islam, and alhamdulillah. So, with Allah's help and mercy. So, the point I want to make is this. Don't think that I can't afford a house. I can, alhamdulillah, but I got my reasons. So anyway, the point I want to make is this. Whether we rich or poor, we must have an Islamic world, and that's compulsory.
Mufti Sahib, this person had a triple bypass in January this year. and in severe pain. Family members have said that this person must take hemp oil for this pain or cannabis oil. What is the ruling, Mufti Sam?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَى. For every da, every sickness, there is dawa and medication. Now why you want to go to haram, my brother? Why you don't take zamzam? مَا وَزَمْزَمَ لِمَا شُرِبَ لَهُ. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So you drink zamzam water, Allah will give you shifa. Why you don't read Quran? Quran is shifa. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. Why you don't take honey? Quran says, فِيهِ شِفَاءُ لِلنَّاسِ. Why you don't take olive oil? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kulu zayt wa dahinu bihi. That you drink and use the olive oil and apply it on your pains and aches and so forth. Fa innahu min shajarati mubaraka, is a blessed tree. Hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Wa tini wa zaytun. Allah takes an oath on figs. Allah takes an oath on olives. Now, all this, what Almighty Allah teaches us, what Mustafa, the messenger Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that we leave. What the shaitan and the agents of Satan, Lucifer, Satan, they come, you waswisu fi sudurin nas. The waswasa, whisperings of shaitan, use some daha, use some hemp oil, use some cannabis, then you will use that, you will start walking zigzag, Baba. You will read namaz also zigzag. So all haram, all these things, yeah. So you must remember, we Muslims, we must never get involved in the haram. Anything, medication, injection, all that contains haram, you must stay away from that. Finish. That's the story in Islam. So you must remember that. So Islam say there's no shifa, no cure in haram. The doctors, with due respect, they can say what they want to, but this is what Islam teaches us. So use the halal things. That is what Islam is teaching us. So stay away from the endawu mardakum bi sadaqah. We're not saying you mustn't go for operation. We're not saying you mustn't use the medication. We're telling you, you can't be using haram medication when there is halal medication available. And it's not a matter of life and death or something where you're going to just die now. And if you die, it meant for you to die. So remember that. That is what we must understand Islamically.
Mufti Sahib, is there a dua to read to unite families?
Yes, read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Everybody speaks of unity. So how will you get unity? Surah 103. It's three verses there. So the first basis for unity is Watawasaw bil haqq. You call people towards the truth. There is no unity with batil. We can never have unity with those people who are swearing Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, who are cursing Sayyida Abu Bakr, Sayyida Umar, Sayyida Usman. We can never have unity with people on batil and so forth. So all that, we need to be very clear on that issue. Second is that you have tawadu. Tawadu means you give others preference over yourself. Husband say everything must be his way, or otherwise wife must catch the highway. So obviously that's a recipe for disaster. So tell your wife, oh darling, here in the house, you the minister of home affairs, that everything you just do, me I don't interfere. You're cooking, you want to put the vase here, you want to put the table here, you want to put the chairs there, you do what you want to, is your house, you do what you want to do. So there. So see how much you gave her. You showed so much confidence in that. But we want to poke our nose right in the kitchen and right in the pantry also. So that's where all the trouble starts and all this type of thing. So if in the sughra you don't have unity, how are you going to have unity in the kubra? In the micro, if you don't have, how are you going to have unity in the macro? So husband, wife, unity. Parent, children, unity. Then you go build your family, unity. Then, but for unity, three things. Number one, unity must be based on haq. We cannot be, I always say this and write it down, tomorrow we go on history friend. So we as Muslims, we must never ever curry favor with any person, with any organization, with any politician, with any government, when they are going to tell us to do things against our Islam. Our Islam is too precious for us. No compromise and no apologize for Islam. Remember, yes, we do wrong, so we apologize. But for Islam, we don't apologize, we don't compromise. That is the step number one. You want unity. Number two, you want unity, tawadu. Tawadu is what? You give people preference. Darling, you do your way, I'm fine. You want to cook bajias today, fine. You want to cook samosas, fine. You want to cook what? Spring roll, fine. I want to start springing or something, you understand? So, whatever you, as long as it's halal, what you want to poke your nose and all this. So, give them that. So make tawadu, you right. So as long as it's not a haram thing, the wife says sleep, you say, yeah, let's sleep, it must fajr salat, no. So in that way there, so you give preference to others. And third one, you make dua. And what is the dua? Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, sayajalu lahumur rahmanu wudda. There's the word in the Quran also. Verily those people who have iman, faith, and they continue with the righteous deeds, Allah will bring the love. Love means not I love you darling, I love you my poppy, take some popos. No, the love is Allah will unite the hearts. Surah 19, Surah Maryam, and verse number 96, it's easy reference. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, Mary, and remember radiallahu anha, and verse 96. Allahumma alif baina qulubina. Oh Allah, bring the love, the mercy, compassion within the hearts. There must be some disagreement, the difference of opinion. Wa aslih dhata bainina. Reconcile us, ya Allah. So in that way, Allah will bring unity on haq, on truth, humility, and du'as and righteous actions, inshallah.
Inshallah. We say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Saab. That brings us to the end of this afternoon's Q&A program. We request Mufti Saab to kindly conclude with the nasiha.
Okay, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let me give you the program. Inshallah, after I finish my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala, inshallah, with your Nazam Naat Sharif, inshallah, then the Asr Adhan, then Urdu Bayan, inshallah, 4:10, and with Qari Hanif Multani of Pakistan, and that will be till 5, 1700 hours, 5 o'clock will be the pure religion, that is Islam by Sheikh Ahmad Didat Rahimahullah. 6 o'clock, that is 1800, Maulana Suleiman Qatani with dua and supplication. And then till Maghrib, that is Durban time. And thereafter, inshallah, 7 o'clock, that is 1900, that Maulana Arafat, Maulana Salim Karim, the discussion. 8 o'clock, 20 hours, the lies of the Western education, Maulana Ridwan Kaji. And 9 o'clock will be after the Isha Adhan, Maulana Suleiman Qatani, the lives of Sahaba. 10:22, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, a Shaheed, Rahimahullah. And then 11 o'clock, the repeat with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. Okay, brothers, sisters, how are we going to prepare now for 15 Shaban? That the next month is Shaban. So remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah Jalla Wala for the 15th night of Shaban will forgive the entire creation. Illa li mushrik, except a person who's a non-Muslim, or mushahin, people who have grudges, people who have hatred, people who have severed ties. We differ with the issue. We don't have to differ with the person. So we love for Allah's sake and we hate for Allah's sake. That's a different issue. But ours is our personal hatred, our personal grudges and so forth. Therefore, we're not even prepared to make salam and so forth. So therefore, whoever we have not spoken to for 1 year, 2 years, they come right in front of us. We just turn our face. That's a major, major sin. At least say, Assalamu alaikum. You see your mother-in-law, you just take a U-turn and run away like you saw the shaitan or somebody. So that's wrong, sister. So brother, me and you also. So each one of us, the Mubarak month of Sha'ban is coming. The Mubarak greatest month, Ramadan, is coming. Let us sort of our problems now, immediately. And remember, differences will continue. That will not stop. But that does not mean we stop making salam and kalam. That, so we have difference, so make salam. You do what you want to, but you trample the sharia, then we have to speak out against that. Amal bil ma'roof, commanding the good. Nahiyanil munkar, prohibiting the evil, that must continue. people think today keep silent and that is good. No. To sit on the fence is committing an offense. Remember that. So we must not misunderstand and misconstrue Islam and give it some fancy name and so forth. That's unacceptable. Inshallah, we thank all our directors and our muhsineen, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his family, the grandfather, mashallah, and the whole capital team, our Haji Shabir, Hafiz Shabir Basha and his team, Ansar, our Haji Faisal Asmal, mashallah, Sirius FM team, and our Haji Muhammad Khan, mashallah, our Maulana Muhammad Dokrat, Hafizahullah, our Butigani, and our Salahuddin, mashallah, and family, and the entire Ummah, all of you are doing good for us, inshallah, the Markaz Sahaba, the Darul Iman. Allah Jalla Wala reward you. So let us turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We got time still. So inshallah, make Tawbah, read Quran Sharif, prepare for Ramadan, not with samosas and bajjas only, to purify ourselves internally. And we conclude today's Q&A with a wonderful dua I taught you. And you must memorize it, learn it, Surah 59 and verse number 10. May Allah grant all those who are ill shifa e kamil and complete cure, and those who passed away with iman, we make dua for them. And you, Hafiz Hussain Wadi, we thank you also. Jazakallah khair. My brother Tobela is here. He will prepare the podcast, inshallah. He's a sharpshooter. So quick, inshallah, he will prepare it, inshallah, and we will send it to you for parts. So we conclude Surah 59, verse 10, in the 28 Jews, 28 Supara, and that is Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. O Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with iman. Do not place in our hearts, ya Allah, the malice, the rancor, the hatred for people of iman and faith and conviction. O Allah, you are our sustainer, nourisher. You are very, very compassionate, very merciful. May Almighty Allah make us Allah majalna min al maqbulin. Amin, amin, ya Rabbal Alameen. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran and wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mufti Sahib and to you, the esteemed listeners that have been listening to us locally as well as globally. And until next time, wa sallahu ala nabiyil ummiyi fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.